Hey, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. We were doing session number 11 that deals with, the entities behind the energy, the concept of the Akashic Records or the realm around the Earth. And as we got into towards the very end, where we needed to give some clear definition, actually everything cut off. And there may be a reason. Listen, in all of what we're discussing, it is a matter of spiritual warfare. No matter what we do as believers in Christ, you know, we are seeking to help lead others to Christ. What's wrong with that? The fact that God loves someone, God wants to come into the life, forgive, give presence, power, and the gift of indestructible immortality. And this comes from God. Now, there's... I don't know what can be greater than leading an individual, as I got to lead my dad in the end of his days to Christ, or my grandmother when she was 80 to Christ, or teenagers. It doesn't make any difference across the board. The great joy of the Spirit of God. And the Bible teaches that when one individual turns and believes and receives Christ, the concept of repenting, changing, turning around, Jesus spoke about it in the Gospels. All of heaven rejoices. All of the angels rejoice. You've got to understand, if you're engaged in the dark side powers, in the masqueraded energies, that this rejoicing of heaven, this explosion of celebration of one human being coming back into personal relationship with God is what happens. Because God has all the power and the energy and the enhancements and the miracles and the things. God has all of that, there's no question. But what it's really all about is coming back and knowing God. So please understand that in the context of bringing exposure to the 500 million at the minimum, or the 4 billion, maybe at the max, of actual satanic rituals, gosh, all the way out there in Russia, all the way up there in Norway, all across Europe, specifically Germany. You can find this everywhere. It doesn't make any difference where you go. Human sacrifice has been done. Warning to all the 2012ers. Warning to those who are believing in the Mayan prophecies. All of that old spirituality, prophecies, knowledge, seemingly advanced in insight, technology, astrology, however you look at it, comes off the backs, the heads, the hearts of thousands and thousands and thousands of human beings who were sacrificed. So when I look at the temples in the old Mayan ruins in which we are planning to go down now, when I look at that and I see researchers sitting there and they're all talking about the sweet, passive, quiet, kind-hearted, well, you're talking about stuff today. After what was going on was stopped. What was going on was a literal, I believe, Nephilim architecture, massive temples involving massive gateways of spiritual presence, a incredible deposit of knowledge and information from, you could say, the Akashic Records, the dark side. And it's all being unearthed, and the spirits behind the original engagement, they're now finding their rights again, aren't they? So the Mayan culture, where all of this, what some are saying, glowing, brilliant, incredible, astounding prophecies, it will all bring a deep spiritual wave of empowerment to Luciferic globalism and aid the development of chaos, New Age, Antichrist agenda. So you could take a research and take a look at all of that, again, looking at the bottom line issues. That's what's vital. So when Individuals are sitting on the steps of those temples, walking around the grounds, looking at the chambers. You're looking at the places where massive blood was shed, great human torture was experienced, where heads rolled, hearts came pulling out of bodies, guts were literally pulled, kids were burned and melted in pots. Listen, the massive, massive ritualism that was going on there, as we see in Old Testament literature, God eventually has to put an end to it. The cannibalism, the human sacrifice, the transmutation of humanity, the joining of demonic and human interactions, and the development of literally strongholds of hell's operation. So anybody getting into the Mayans, because they're going to connect the Mayan stuff to the Akashic Records, to this energy. And as we're saying in part two of the original session we were doing before it all got cut off kind of strangely, that that exposure of the reality, if anybody's an honest researcher and they're sitting on those steps, or they're sitting where human blood flowed, the grounds on a spiritual level would have deep attachment. Anybody that is researching ancient ruins, ancient artifacts, anything that involved gods and goddesses, the gods and goddesses never gone away. God does show in the Old Testament clearly that there are times when he shuts the door in judgment. Thank God. Rightly so. In judgment over these human sacrificing, transmuting factories of dark civilization, if you want to call it that. Listen, if you want to live in the old days of the Mayan culture, who's to say? It's almost either you were part of the upper caste, the priests, and the people involved in the shedding of the human blood, capturing of the people, preparing them, bringing them, or you were the sacrificed. You were the victims being used. Which side of that fence would you want to be on? In this session number 11, dealing with the entities behind the energy, I wanted to bring to you Ephesians chapter 2. Because I believe, again, the Spirit of God gives light on the actual nature and workings. And when you have, again, that grid in your makeup to be able to see, just as, listen, a real Luciferian would say, or someone who has the finite spirits enabling the construct, that concept on the occult side, the third eye, biblical side, where the Holy Spirit opens the eyes of our heart to be enlightened by the Spirit of God, to perceive God, the things of God, the person, presence, power, majesty, agenda of God. Whereas the other side will do an opening of that human capacity to see only that side. That's how it works. So all the talk about global mind, a conscious universe, a coming global conscious awakening, is what the Bible has described as the work of the fallen cherub, operative out of the Eros, the immediate dense atmosphere around the earth, seems to have a realm, the idea of a right there, right above our heads, globally, grid-mapped, globally operative. Actually, if you read Ephesians 2, here's what it says. When it gives reference to how people follow the ways, and it uses the word eon there, of the time period of this fallen world. There's going to be a closure to all this. But behind the ways in which people live, the development of cultures and political and military endeavor and everything else, it talks about the possibility of following the ways of the ruler. It's the Greek word for ruler. They translate it as prince. An entity is behind all that development. people can follow the ways of the ruler of the exousia, the power, the domain. This is the place, if you want to call it a place, if you want to call it, you know, whether you think of it in terms of, well, it's exousia, a jurisdiction. Now, the right to operate is there clearly, but it can also have the idea of domain, jurisdiction. It can have the idea of a place of delegated influence, a realm where it flows from. So that when rituals are done, wherever the realm we're talking about, you know, collectively worldwide is, it involves opening doors. Now, major places like the Mayans, or if you go back to the Old Testament again, 2 Kings 21:22, Ezekiel 8, 2 Kings 3. When you go to the areas where the temples that have been built inspired by dark presence or Nephilim presence that opened the doors to their reception of even more dark presence and literally demonizing the culture, you're going to find in all those cases human sacrifice because it became the number one door. This is why the untold story of satanic ritual abuse, even though there's thousands and thousands of counselors and psychiatrists and all those people are working in it, though it's cost hundreds of millions of dollars in insurance monies, though there are victims in Canada, Australia, America, all of Europe, into Russia, all over. I'm not sure there's any other books that are talking about where did it all come from? Where did it all start? Who's behind it? What I'm giving emphasis to right now is if there are 4 million victims, if you take that to 10 million, let's just even 10 million out of Russia, Europe, and all of America and Canada and so forth, then what you have is this. All of their development is completely done in the context of rituals to bring up more powers, to bring into them powers, to hide into the subpersonalities powers, to kind of like pack, like a beach ball being placed under the water, packing that with demonic presence per se, and waiting for the day of what they call activation or a black awakening. To where inside of millions of these victims that are intact, the sub-personalities that are brought together with the demonization instantly come up, highly programmed, massively demonized, great empowerment, satanically, demonically rather, they are unleashed to create butchery, the chaos that we've been talking about, that millions, millions, and millions are talking about, and unleash a butchery on humanity. Now, that's what's behind the ramping up overall. I don't think New Agers understand it because they're still engaging themselves. And I think physicists and remote viewers, I mean, they're all engaging themselves like Edgar Cayce did with the tantalizing knowledges, non-human enhancements, information that it's clear they can get. Is it 100% accurate? No, it can't be because it's not infinite. It doesn't come from infinite source. It comes from finite fallen source, and they are not infinite. Everything that Edgar Cayce was connected to, everything that Nostradamus did in alchemy and all of his, you know, I don't care if they quote bits of scripture. Alice Bailey did the same. But it is a planos spirit that stood by her side that guided her, fused, overshadowed, and even gave dictation to the writings. All of those writings flow from entities that, again, if you call it Akashic Records, that's one angle, I guess, that, again, brings enticement. If you watch the videos simply on YouTube, you're going to see the idea of enticement. The promise that if you tap into it and let it tap into you, you can find out about yourself, past lives, the future, obstacles in your own life's problems, information. That's exactly the things I was told while in a particular position on the ground with others all around me, meditating, I would say passively opening that passive reception to receive, to be connected to. The Akashic Records, that clearly is this domain, this place that involves clearly where the right, but also the actual domain, the locality where it flows from. And only when a person opens up to it, usually with precursors spiritually, and no defenses, and they're being led. Like I was watching one of the YouTube videos where a man was, they'll even lead you right there in opening up and becoming passive. And that leading comes from somebody that already has spiritual attachment that is guiding the session. You can go into a meeting, small group meeting, where people are going to do past life receptions or give psychic readings. Listen, the presence in the person leading it emanates and begins to affect the listeners. You can be led into it, just like in the sanitized version of all this, remote viewing. Remote viewing is using human capacity, yes, but never without non-human enhancement. Now we know where the non-human enhancement is coming from in all of the military, and now thousands and thousands of others who've been led into modern remote viewing. In remote viewing, they're claiming to get information on the Bible, on Christ, on the past, on the future. They're claiming, again, data coming down into their unconscious mind. In other words, a remote viewer that goes passive, very clearly like all ancient occult forms of reception of spirits, data, revelation, experiences. So when the remote viewer goes passive and is led and opens up, usually, in almost every case I've read, they are already involved in some of the precursors. They don't have the Spirit of God. They don't have the living Christ. Their heart, their capacity, eyes of the heart, their capacity to see is still dead to God and can be opened up by the other side. And when that passivity opens up and attachment occurs to where their, they can call it unconsciousness, their spirit, is literally connected to the presence emanating from this domain. They want to call it Akashic Records, global brain. It's there, but that's not the real name. It is the domain, the exousia of the ruler of the Eros, the immediate dense atmosphere, is where this realm is. And if you open up to it, and if you open the door, it will begin to operate in little ways, maybe in the beginning, broader ways. The methodology is clear, and the evidences that it is this realm people are receiving from is clear. Remote viewers are now saying with intensity that some that I've talked to directly claim that it's infallible data, infallible information, that they have remote viewed Christ, his birth, his death, his life, the cross, the Bible. And again, what data they are receiving coming from this realm, which is the realm of the collective demonic armada, presence, hundreds of millions. The Akashic Records is literally the spiritual counterfeit to the infinite presence and knowledge of God. Biblical prophecy says 2,600 years ago in Daniel that in the end of days, massive increase in knowledge. No question that as the ramping up of the spirits coming from that realm, get into this realm, and communicate to individuals, what happened in the ancient past in localities is happening globally. Knowledge. ideas, thinking, including when Edgar Cayce and remote viewers and psychics and others that obtain their information from this domain. It is all running contrary to who Christ is, what he has done, what he's going to do, and what the Bible is all about. It runs in absolute contradiction to. Why? Why? The spirit that guided Alice Bailey guided her in total, and even using scripture out of context, in all that she wrote, it was contrary to Christ, his life, his nature, his person, his attributes, and what occurred at the cross. As I said, the dark side, even masquerading as brilliant emanating light and knowledge and ancient presence, whatever they can use to hook someone, the two things are always going to come out. Number one, they will constantly always seek to cloak, obscure, and fade away the real revelation of the Spirit of God, of the living Christ. And then secondly, replace it with a whole new view. So to the remote viewers, you are obtaining not specialized universal knowledge coming from this massive ancient source that you can't even identify, you can't even define. You're receiving the same data that occultists for a couple of thousands of years, all the way back even all the way back they've been receiving. There is an entity, a fallen cherub, the prince, the ruler of this domain. In the immediate atmosphere around us, this dimension is here. It is from that side that this energy and presence and knowledge and data and so forth is coming from. And when the doors are opened, whether in remote viewing or in broader ways, satanic rituals, clearly, the entities can cross over, attach, possess, operate. Rituals that are done just to release the spirits in the air, the actual physical air of a city, to where you can feel the oppression, feel the darkness. When hundreds of millions worldwide are saying they feel an ominous presence in the air, what do you think that is? That energy emanates from the entities that are now on this side of the veil and prepared to unleash what the Bible predicts as all hell on earth, collapsing everything in a great chaos only to make way for another wave and the rise of the most supernatural team, which would be the Antichrist, the false prophet. They're called Therion. Therion is, they're not really actually human. They're probably hybrid, Homo Satanus, and Nephilim-like. The false prophet will bring the most demonstrative, physically seeable, feelable, observable miracles in all of history. And they're all done to draw billions to be connected to the political new leader of globalism. Do you realize where this is going? And if you're a New Ager, and if you're a remote viewer, and if you're involved with Edgar Cayce, and if you're involved with all of that, then you have the precursors. You're helping to open the doors. You are going down that path, whether you realized it or not. I would pray that providentially, that by the Spirit of God, by the truth of, when I say Bible, I'm talking about Scripture, Grapha, given by God, the Holy Spirit, though it is the most attested to manuscript on an archaeological, historical, and manuscript basis that blows anything else away on those levels. On a human scale, it's beyond any other manuscript in an ancient sense. It's just simply the best. But it is like Alice Bailey's 21 volumes, like the writings of Edgar Cayce, those have been spiritually inspired and guided. I agree. But from south of heaven. The Bible is not only inspired by, but because of the infinite presence of, God's literal presence is in the words, on the words, coming through the words. God uses his word, and it's because hearing it has a spiritual impact, and it will build, enable you to believe, and that means opening the door to the living Christ, not other spirits, not fakes, not counterfeits, not psychic Jesus, New Age Jesus, alien Jesus, occult Jesus, all de-deified, non-saving, no cross. No, the real Christ that loved you, that knowingly, willingly went to the cross. You want to talk about a doorway opened? It wasn't that God asked humans to sacrifice. It was God in human flesh that was given up in a rage hating human. I mean, listen, the inspiration behind it, they beat him. They harmed him. He did no wrong. This is the Savior on the cross, it says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This is the Savior, as the Bible records, scorned the shame of the cross because of the joy set before him, that you and I could be given the most supernaturally needed and available engagement. It's called salvation. It's called redemption. It's when literally the living Christ comes into your life with power, energy, might. All that was done at the cross and all that was accomplished is then effected in your life. Total forgiveness, freedom from that power, Satan's chains of legalities broken off, death's allowability for hell, its connection to hell, cut off. And inside of you, all the way down to your DNA, born of the Spirit of God, a new nature, a new power, a new, listen, the enhancement that comes from God. And if you want to read about it on an experiential basis, Book of Acts. If you want to read it on a biblical doctrinal teaching, go to the Book of Ephesians. Listen, we have extended Session 11 now to involve this Part 2 because in Part 1, I believe there was something that didn't want us to bring all of this out. And so we're going to add extra, and there's clearly a reason for it. When it comes to remote viewers or even Edgar Cayce, which is really the epitome of clear, I mean, total passivity, to where they call him the sleeping prophet. He literally goes out of it so that he can be, the capacities inside can be so widely opened that data can flow down into him. And he can give the readings. Oh, they were supernatural. They will astound. Satan can heal. Satan can do things. Even a counterfeit resurrection will occur in the future when it comes to the global leader. It's going to be astounding. The world's going to be blown away by it. But every ounce of engagement, power, energy, non-human enhancement, any data flowing from the dark side, south of heaven, if it engages you, if you've engaged it, if you've received it, it claims rights and a grip to layer you more, pulling you further and further from the shores of the grace and the might and the power of the God that desires you. Good news, you're listening. Right now, the Spirit of God can break through in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that all dark presence, powers, works, energies be absolutely broken over you and the Spirit of God lead you to the living Christ. If you come to receive the living Christ, how do you do that? Call on his name. The Bible says that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says that there's no other name given, you know, under heaven, given to mankind, whereby we must be saved. What does it mean to be saved? Listen, Are your sins forgiven? Are you still dead to God? If you die, will you go to heaven or hell? And if the dark side from the Akashic Records have taught you that, oh, there's past lives and new lives, and really? Then who are you right now? If your name is George and you have 10, you know, 1,000 past lives, who are you? Are you an individual? See, God says you're an individual created in majesty to know God, walk with God, to be bearing the imago Dei. We're talking about the highest capacity to have knowledge. You want to talk about knowledge? You can either get your source from this domain, this global mind, this Akashic Records, this collective unconscious. You can get it from there. You can. It's all south of heaven. It all has an agenda. It will guide you and you will experience all kinds of things. But you'll never experience God. You'll never experience the love of Jesus. You'll never experience the coming and indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. As long as you stay on that side. To the Luciferian who knows what that side really is. See, they know. They know what New Agers do not know, what the new physicists and researchers and Mayan students don't know. Real underground Luciferians know that the bottom line is satanic rituals. That rituals with the shedding of human blood open the biggest and broadest doors, and that it's now being done by the millions in secluded, hidden, and supernaturally cloaked places. Just like Ezekiel 8. If you're a student of the Bible, Ezekiel 8. There's no other way to know in your city where they are. You might find victims, and in the series that we've done on Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, it is clear that we're helping you in your area as believers, and now maybe hopefully as churches, coming to an awareness of biblical, prophetic, and current development, and what God's will is in the area of the massive potential of intercessory prayer and spiritual warfare prayer. Well, in the corporate life of the church of a city, but also in the individuals that can do it. It wasn't the corporate life of Israel that God led to go right into that satanic coven complex that was hidden for years that would have clearly involved human sacrifice. God declared the place to be detestable, horrifically detestable. It was just one that was brought into it. Now, I believe that many of you that have been listening have been praying for your cities. You can do this in Moscow, Berlin, Paris. You can do this in Oslo. You can do this in Pretoria. You can do this in wherever you're at. Because in our research now, just as the upper level of the masqueraded New Age spirituality and globalist spirituality and new knowledge, new science, new technology, spiritual, you know, connection is developing. Underneath that is where the blood flows. It's where the victims are. And in our experience, I believe, in helping those from the underground, God is leading us to go further. That the covens involved would be exposed, the crimes would be engaged, victims, instead of being pulled out when they're 30 and 40, can be pulled out when they're 8 and 9. To the believers out there, you know the call of God, the power of God, the unprecedented, incomparable power. You read Ephesians, you read 1 John 4, you know your Savior, you know Romans 8, if God is for us, who can be against us? Get the spiritual guts to surrender all of your life to the living Christ and all of his mission, because there is a battle going on that is slaughtering the lives of humans, that is gripping the lives of millions, and will drag them straight to hell eternally without intervention. You know who's doing the intervention? It's going on right now as you're listening. The Spirit of God, God's agenda, God's angels, the Spirit of God, all of God's passion is involved in worldwide mission to reach every single human being. For Christ, what does that mean? To know God. To come out of the masqueraded supernatural dark energies and the entities that emanate those experiences and presence, and come to the same Jesus that died, rose from the dead, ascended, is now indwelling in China, in Russia, all Europe, all around the world, anywhere, anyone who is called on the saving name of the God in Christ Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. You can pray it this way: Lord Jesus Christ, come into my life, save me. I accept you as Lord and Savior. I renounce anything that is of Satan, anything that is of the dark side, all the masquerading, all the seduction, all the deception. Forgive me. I accept the gift of eternal life of the living Christ. And at that moment, the Spirit of God will come in. Christ will come in. By faith alone, not by any of your works, by sheer gift of God. There's no other way. You can't do it. Christ has done it for you. And he waits to enter into your life with all of heaven's life, breath, power, and love. Don't wait any longer. If you're a believer, don't wait any longer. Become as powerful as you possibly can in Christ. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. Hey, remember us in your prayers, and now remember us in the possibilities of support. Check out shatterthedarkness.net. You can see it all there. Hey, God bless you. Good night.